He's the king of the sheets. He's giving me love so steady. He touches my heart.
That's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, chronickillers.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Catch the team.
Throw them hands up.
And the all-new WTT Radio. Where we are here for you.
WTT Radio, your community active station. Spread the word. WTT Radio. It's on fire.
That's good.
Shorties that ain't got no wedding ring. We just make up for the bling, rocking iced out belly rings. And for the wifeys who do, shout out to you, boo. You made the right choice and happiness looks good on you. To my shorties in the gym, keeping trim, showing off the melanin. Give it up for them BB dubs, looking luscious and feminine. Pixie cuz, playing double dubs. To the shorties in the chucks, rocking Afro pubs. Daddies with the bundles and the 26 inch. With the pre-metro card or dangling keys to the V's. And my nails so long, asking how I operate. You should probably book me now before my price is in play. Pretty brown on the license plate. Day Chan on the nameplate. If I'm in Japan, I could stand in to translate. Married to the money, we ain't never gonna separate. With my girls with the blonde hair. With my girls with the jet. If you a chicken head, be quiet. Me and my bitches, we about to start a riot. And we don't give a fuck about no diet. To my girls in every shade, getting paid, getting good grades. Stay prayed up, perfume stay sprayed up. My melanin makes your heart go ping. It's a pretty brown thing, it's just a pretty brown thing. If you don't need no validation, wave them hands in the air, no hesitation. My melanin makes your heart go ping. I'm a pretty brown thing, it's just a pretty brown thing. Pretty brown on the license plate. Day Chan on the nameplate. If I'm in Japan, I could stand in to translate. Married to the money, we ain't never gonna separate. With my girls with the blonde hair. With my girls with the jet black. With my girls with the purple hair. Whip it everywhere. Whip it everywhere. my girls with the red hair. With my girls with the orange hair. With my girls with the green hair. Whip it everywhere. Whip it everywhere.
Download the app. Download the app. For the all new WTT Radio. Giving you the tea. 24 hours. WTT Radio.
Reel it in. I got the bag. Tell a friend. She got some ass. Bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN. Yeah. Reel it in. I got the bag. Tell a friend. She got some ass. Bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN. Really got the TikTok missing. This pimping. Broke niggas got me living.
Wow.
You Jordan a Pippin. I'm Kobe, I'm never gon' dish it.
I'll miss it.
I'm dissing as fuck and I ain't got the time to just kick it.
I don't trust nobody cause I can't be fake. Frontin' ain't an option cause my soul can't change. And I'm tired of being humble, bitch, I feel no way.
It's that young nigga shit, I might pull up to your bitch like.
Reel it in.
Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
I buy that shit before I even know the price. This 13K up on my finger, bitch, you right.
Them diamonds dancing, yeah, that boy be looking
nice.
I guess this what you call that motherfucker.
Got a Tatiana, put her in designer. She a Thaliana, she a sorta kinda. She Bjork cute, so she really fine. Just sorta weird and she got some K. She give me OPP for my ODB. These APC, do your ABCs. I'm a young dreadhead with anxiety. And I love it when a bitch nigga trying me.
I don't trust nobody cause I can't be fake. Frontin' ain't an option cause my soul can't change. And I'm tired of being humble, bitch, I feel no way.
It's that young nigga shit, I might pull up to your bitch like.
Reel it in.
For the all new WTT Radio, giving you the tea.
Check it out.
Yeah.
24 hours. WTT Radio.
Working
it up.
it's working on.
I was searching, then I found. Oh yeah, it's perfect now. Oh, you got my attention now. I just hope you hold it down, down, down.
We got something to talk about.
Talk about, we got shit to talk about.
We got something that's working out.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we got it.
You're listening to the all-new WTT Radio.
Right now.
Where the music lives.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? You are now tuning in to the BBC show on WTT Radio. I am the host with the most and crispier than toast, Sir Ken. I got some good stuff for y'all tonight, man. It is February 22nd, the 22nd day of Black History Month. And right now, I need you to pick your fro, pump your fist, and groove to this first joint by none other than one of the blackest and freshest and coolest brothers that ever stepped on the planet. Now, I know I played him earlier this month, but since this month is almost over and the trial for George Floyd is next month, I feel that it's only fitting. So Mr. James Brown is about to take it away with Say It Loud. Y'all keep it locked right here on the BBC show, playing on WTT Radio, and I'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the all-new WTT Radio.
Right now.
Where the music lives.
We'll be right back.
What's up? You are now listening to the BBC show on WTT Radio. I am the host with the most crispier than toast, Sir Ken. I know it's so lame. I'm lame at times, but it's all good. It's all good out here. How y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Oh my God. I can't believe this month is almost over. It flew so freaking fast. Oh my God. All right. It is February 22nd, Black History Month. And even though I feel like we need a whole decade after the ish we've been through, I'm doing my part by letting all our powerful brothers and sisters know that I see you, I hear you, and I salute you. Tonight is going to be a very interesting show. I have a very special guest joining me, one of my closest friends that I've known for a very long time. He is one of the most sought-after gay dating experts, coach, and counselor right from my very own Hotlanta ATL, Mr. Lamont White. I mean, I've been friends with this guy for at least over a decade, and I've always had such an admiration for his charm. He says things like it is, straight shot, no chaser. I said what I said. That's what kind of guy he is, and y'all know that's how I am. He's going to talk to us about his brand new popular social media showcase called Shoot Your Shot Wednesdays, and when I tell y'all I am such a fan, it's that only time I get to be judgmental and not give a damn. He's also going to give us his opinion on why he feels you should have a passport if you're older than 40. And we're going to talk about so much more. I got my ace here with me tonight, Uncle Daddy. Uncle Daddy, you want to say something?
What's going on, y'all?
How you feeling?
Got this mask on. I'm feeling all right. I got a slight headache tonight, but I'm all right. I'm doing good. Glad to be here. Yeah, any day above ground is a good day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you're going
to
say?
It's a great day. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can feel for that. I feel you for that. All right. Well, as y'all know, that's my ace, Uncle Daddy. He's here with me tonight. But like I said, we got Lamont White coming on tonight. Did you know about Lamont?
I know about Lamont. Yeah.
We had a good time last night. If y'all don't know. Yeah, we had a pre-show last night on social media, and it was bananas. It was actually very, very entertaining, very funny. I had a great time. So we're going to talk about a lot of stuff when it comes to dating, matchmaking, couple questions. So y'all keep it locked here. So if y'all have any questions, y'all can call in tonight, talk to him, and hopefully he can help y'all not be single for next year, okay? We're also going to cover some viral news that nobody cares about, but cares enough about to make it go viral. And Monday wouldn't be Monday without my Monday rant, so y'all already know how I'm going to do. Keep it locked here on the BBC show. And even though it's Black History Month, the BBC does not stand for Big Black Cock. It stands for Bicker and Banter with a Coleman. I am Sir Ken, and this is the BBC show. So make sure you grab your hard, stiff cocktail. And you know it's Margarita Day today, right?
It is?
It's Margarita Day. Oh. And I didn't have a margarita. Wow. So if y'all don't have a margarita, get you a stiff cocktail and keep it locked. We'll be right back after this music break. Ayo, City Girls, can y'all get fluid out? Because I'm trying to get fluid out, too. How about that?
Some rich shit, probably never made the 40s. Still up on some moves, some Jordans. Make them take a phone, I know she tryna record me. Flew him on a jet, I got charted. Yeah, half a million, all hundreds, my starter. Kid, press a button on the whip and make it start up. Everybody trapping from the apartment to the car. I believe in God, not in karma. Ain't you just looking for a comma. Seven finger, two commas. I be popping by that money, so can't even relate. I been running up from zero, so I just gotta say. Everybody got a job, I guess they position to hate. I can deal with talking as long as they in their place. I was married to the game, I'm just happy I got away. Let her take a picture with her R in the seat. I ain't with that little boy beneath me. I got stars watching over me when I'm sleep. Shawty really love me, she just scared I'ma leave.
Give a couple thousand every time that we creep. We ain't making nothing confidential, we just leasing. Only hitting baddies, can't be f***ing around with decent. Tryna get flued out for the weekend. I got some money, I'm tryna blow, give me a reason. You and your friend, the penthouse for the season. You do the job, I pay the tab, we even. Tryna get flued out for the weekend. We stand up, I'm on mine, no sleeping. Get you a bag and put it up for no reason. Pick up the cash and count it up, then we leaving. Tryna get flued out for the weekend.
Coffee.
I got some money, I'm tryna blow, give me a reason. You and your friend, a penthouse for the season. You do the job, I pay the tab, we even. Tryna get flued out for the weekend. We stand up, I'm on mine, no sleeping. Get you a bag and put it up for no reason. Pick up the cash and count it up, then we even. Tryna get flued out for the weekend.
JT, back trap, bring the blues out. I was in a cell, yeah, Miami getting flued out. Put the on to make a say, ooh, out. Pretty girls hot, but my jewelry too cool out. Everybody wanna be relationship goals. How they trick us, we ain't saving these. Fly hood from Miami summer road. Yonis nose in the back of the road. Post up the food, but don't post it. Post up the bag, but don't post the spin. Kissing you tell, I'ma suspend you. Free game, put this expensive.
I got some money, I'm tryna blow, give me a reason. You and your friend, a penthouse for the season. You do the job, I pay the tab, we even. Tryna get flued out for the weekend. We stand up, I'm on mine, no sleeping. Bag and put it up for no reason. Pick up the cash and count it up, then we leaving. Tryna get flued out for the weekend. Tryna get flued out for the weekend. Tryna get flued out for the weekend.
It's the return of the Mac, R.I.P. the Furl. I promise you ain't nothing like these L.A. girls. And we can sip Slurricane, listening to Earl. Who knew we'd bring the bay to the world? Love letters to you, hit different than any I wrote. I sent flowers to your office, hope you get the note. I put an inside joke between us right there in the quote. I'll sing your praises all day, I'll hit the Whitney note. Cause you're my queen, all that I need, yada that I mean. Radiohead and rainbows, ultralight beams. This sport plays more like tennis, don't need a team. It's just me and you and it's everything that it seems, for real. We could go rounds, I wanna eat it like an entree. Favorite position, I be hitting that all kind of ways. You throw it back, I spent 2 stacks, I feel like Andre. You in a Zodiac, so tell me what your signs say. Won't take your love for granted, it could all be gone today. Let's get away, tugged off, way out in Monterey. You said you scared of heights, but I know you ain't scared to ride. Come ride, reside, pulling panties to the side. And when you mad, made me love when we collide. Could tell I was invited, how you let me come inside. Made me switch plans, had to change up the course. And we know that love don't feel the same when it's forced. You could pick, we hopping out the range of the Porsche. Now you mad, slapping lemonade in a Porsche. Relax, man.
Don't take it easy on you. You know, you love nobody else. Baby, I'ma keep you up all night.
Different things them happening, schemes and packaging. In a one night for shows, I'm juggling. Flow like the ocean, my boat, I'm paddling. Sharashin a fella, that's my bro, my family. Frozen dreams. When it comes to money, I did concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you become me, shall not be head of state. But my people then go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want job life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want to know. Tell me, Monica, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all depend. Think I can ride the whip. I know feet, die for nothing. My nigga, what's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all depend. They got it, ride the whip. I know feet, die for nothing. Oh, no, I'm born now.
Got the best in the world on her. I be ready to hit, put her lips on my dick and she swirl on it. She be ready to sniff. She eating my dick with passion and feel like she talking to me. She be telling me she, yeah, go ahead and sniff on it.
Yeah, pull out my dick and she lick on it. I know she with it, yeah, I know she want it. Paint her face like a Picasso. She smoking on like gelato. I need a sexy lip like mulatto. Lick on the tip and you know that she swallow keys. IG, come follow these. I ain't tryna do no cuddling. I just want face, let me bust on you.
Sexy little chick, sexy law.
Hold on, real quick.
See it 3 times a week, no, nobody know. Pull that out and eat soon as I hit the dope. 2 days ago, I got hit, hit the lows. They know I be on go, I get hit, hit the stove. Ooh, she a gangster, she don't even care if they look in the car. I can't tell if they know. Girl, get the mangles, let me get my leg out your way. I got manners, I'ma move your hair out the way. She put it down when she see me. She said my, she put this song on repeat. She love the top, ooh, and she put it from the to her mouth, she a monster. And I might love her, she blow bubbles. I put both hands on the, give massages.
Sex a little cheek, sex a law. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young come play your good smoke, good drink, you dry the boat. Go baby, I'm trying to give it to you. Go baby, I'm trying to bust all on you. She sucking me up like a slush, give me the sleep rubber protection. That dick is amazing, she get protein when I give her them babies. Sloppy toppy, got her brand new Mercedes. I be like kiss on it, why we in public to show that you miss it. The way that she take it, I spit it on it, lick on it, got me a ditty. Yeah, yeah. You can get a house with a mouth like that. Let's switch side, come on, my mouth fight back. And I love that cat, let me lick it from the back, okay. She telling me, cat, that I love you, I ain't trying to hear it. I just
won't put it all inside your mouth. I'ma fuck up your head and your brain gon' feel it.
Sexy little chick, sexy little. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young come play in your good smoke, good drink. You drive the boat.
Go, baby.
I'm trying to give them to you.
Go, baby.
I'm trying to touch all on you.
Sexy little chick, sexy little. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young come play in your good smoke, good drink. You drive the boat.
Go, baby.
I'm trying to give them to you.
Go, baby.
I'm trying to touch all on you.
Drop my pants, friends, and I'll kiss my c. Lick my silly, make me feel. Fuck my pearl, eat this c up like his shirt.
Go, baby.
I'm trying to bust all on you.
Go, baby.
Let me put this on you. Sit your gun on the dress. And let me undress you.
Come,
come, baby. Come, baby. Drop his drawers, grab that dog. Kiss that lick his put it on the head. Make it wet.
Get a little, love the way I talk. Get hard every time I walk. Suck them dead, bring out the white chalk. Pity to you for me to hold on.
My throat crazy, he gon' keep hurting. My throat crazy, scray, check your eyes.
Sexy little chick, sexy little. I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young come play your good smoke, good drink. You drive the boat.
Go, baby.
I'm trying to give them to you.
Go, baby.
I'm trying to touch all on you.
Palace, what you cooking?
But my order not to be played. It's the mind of a real. Mind if I with you. Lately I've been drinking and they tell me I don't drink liquor. Wanna get too close, I get this feeling that I don't start with you. You gon' be my brother, take this thing and I'll switch up. But my heart is not to be played with. Had it hurt before, but that's the past, so I ain't say shit. Grinding on the daily, in and out situations. I know my time coming, I can tell because I'm fishing. Ain't straight from my heart, I think you did on purpose. Buying all these drugs, I be feeling like it's worth it. Take two to the face, but I don't know why it ain't working. Gotta maintain, when I'm around you, I be nervous. Like after I make a play, would you count it up? And when my thumbs go numb, can you roll the plot? Known to come in second, but the chosen one. And I ain't see no one else, all I see is us. And I smoke every day just to ease the pain. And they say that I'm dumb, gotta change my ways. Cause I skip day to J and was create the case. Cause I skip day to J and was create the case. Like, the shining star can bright the night up. I was 15 when them crackers tried to indict us. Cleo with his cuddle, we burn them just like a lighter. Talking like you with it, we pull up just like a diaper. And leave a state. I still get paid, look through my pain, I've been betrayed. They say I'm stuck in my ways. Nobody to say today through all the problems I faced. And I just pray that I learn from the mistakes I made. And I apologize for them times that I did you wrong. Know you mad and you hate me for it. They gon' try to take me out, try to see what I'm about. Just let them know that I be ready for it. Like I'm going through something, but I still maintain. I ain't scared, I've been riding with it. I done did my dirt, but I know my worth. And I can tell you mind of a real, mind if I with you. Lately I've been drinking and they tell me I don't drink liquor. Wanna get too close, I get this feeling that I'm stuck with you. You gon' be my brother, take the stand and I'll switch up. But my heart is not to be played with it. Like my heart is not to be played with it.
And usually I spend the dime, I spend the quarter lately. And I might just be my verse up like a Florida baby. He on probation with a gun, so you know he crazy. I don't listen, I was lost some drugs and orientation. You from the trenches, you be ducking all the shootouts, yeah. And I can never give my all, I know you don't care. And you my dog, we share rooms in a full hotel. And I kill in front of you cause you won't tell. I don't pillow talk, I just be direct. Did to school in third grade, smoking cigarettes. Before my ass sent you growing like a chia pet. Told you slow down, cause I don't really wanna see you stretch. You ain't get killed, you doing the killing, so I tilt my hat. High school alarm, I had to run, forgot I had to get. Funerals, back to back, they ain't felt that. Heard Booney call the phone when they killed Max.
It's the mind of a mind if I with you. Lately I've been drinking and they tell me I don't drink liquor. Wanna get too close, I get this feeling that I'm stuck with you. You gon' be my brother, take the stand and I'll switch up. But my heart is not to be played with. Had it hurt before, but that's the past, so I ain't say. Grinding on the daily, in and out situations. I know my time coming, I can tell because I'm fishing.
Thank you.
Believe that. I got vows for that, I got big money on it.
They will got money, I ain't lying. My mom said I did it, I'm up, stop playing with me. He get caught playing games, receive that fine. Shout out, thank for no tunes, I be playing a key. And Jill, but daddy be praying for me. Going hard like I done did 30 years. Tries in life went through, I beat. Niggas still out trying to get daddy killed. Alright, but life was hard. Grew up, got smart, but still gon' murder still. I be counting money till they throw the appeal. I be with his grime instead of keeping it real. Eyes out my window. Tryna make sure that these niggas don't get one end though. I'm inside this with extendos. No law, no law, so can't depend on niggas. Rest all left my hand cold. Who think I'm tryna win for? And there's so much more. My mama, she know that I gotta achieve it. I'm collecting them dollars, investing, slanging them chops. They're part of this lead, I'm saying. Them hundreds will matter forever, they play, we gon' murder them, man. I tell you. Back in Ritual Wars, where young niggas hit it with bears in the van. I can give you a clue, what I cannot do is show you my hand. You gon' make me hot, you know I want you, stop playing. Make me cool when I come through, you know you can. Right, I'm gon' get you so high you cannot land. Eyes out my window. Tryna make sure that these n***s don't get one in though. I'm inside this d*** with extendos. No law, no law, so can't depend on n***s. Rest out left my hand cold. You think I'm tryna win for? They will got money, I ain't lying. My mama said I did it, I'm up, stop playing with me. He get caught playing games, receive that fine. Tunes, I be playing her keys.
Who's that peeking in my window? Well, let them know that they on the outside looking in though. I think they know, and I don't look out my window, cause all I see is the show. I all of my friends, but I don't on my friends. Plus, he told that they left the world. They up a shot 100 times. Felt like I did 100 curls. You're Wonder Woman, wondering why your Wonderland ain't Wonder World. I jump inside her underworld, made up 100 pearls. She popping up back to window shopping, tint the windows, let the windows hide me, crack the window barrel, sticking out and stick them up, lit them up, bro. Windows up, the window wipers off. I work the tech like window wipers off. My windows on defrost.
Eyes out my window. Tryna make sure that these n***s don't get one in though. I'm inside this d*** with extendos. No law, no law, so can't depend on n***s. Rest out left my hand cold. Who think I'm tryna win for? They will got money, I ain't lying. My mom said I did it, I'm up, stop playing with me. He get caught playing games, receive that fine. Shout out to Faith on the tunes, I be playing her keys.
Good evening and welcome to the BBC show. I am the host with the most, Sir Ken. And I got my ace with me tonight, Uncle Daddy. Would you please say something to everybody?
What's going on, y'all? Why can't I hear myself?
I got a speaker turned down. So
oh, okay. I like to hear myself.
Okay. Okay.
I like to
okay.
hear myself talk.
I really want to come in right after Throat Baby because I have something I want to say, but I guess I won't do that this time around. Do you know what a Throat Baby is?
What's a Throat Baby? I guess it's a baby you throw.
Never mind.
You
throat baby.
Oh,
throat
yeah. Baby. I know what a Throat Baby is.
What is a Throat Baby?
You need to be a Throat Baby.
What is one?
Throat Baby is somebody who likes to give that top top.
That's not what a Throat Baby is.
I don't know what a Throat Baby is then.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
What's a throat baby?
I don't know.
You don't know, but you're going to ask me what a throat baby is?
Well, I have my suspicion. I think a throat baby is when the person swallows.
Wow. But let me look it up. Let me see what it says on
the... Yeah, you look it up when I talk about some other stuff.
Okay.
For those that's tuning in, I am Sir Ken. This is the BBC show. We had a little rough start in the beginning, but that's all right. We're going to make the best of tonight, because guess what? I got a very special guest coming on tonight. My friend, Lamont White. He's one of the most sought-after gay matchmaking life coach. Not life coach, but what'd you say? Couples coaching.
Couples coach.
Counselor. He is... the man with the plan. And like I told him last night, you know, we had a pre-show on Instagram. I told him, you know, there's a lot of people that's out right now in the area that are saying that they are like the top gay expert as far as matchmaking and counseling. But I told him something that someone told me a long time ago when I was like being a little paranoid or not so, what's the word I'm looking for? Not brave, but what else? What am I looking for?
I don't know what you're looking for.
I need your focus, buddy.
I'm focused, but I don't know what you're looking for.
Okay. Well, anyway, when I was not so courageous or brave feeling to start my own business and stuff, people always told me, you know, when you go to a grocery store.
A risk taker? Risk taker?
No, don't worry about it. Okay. When you go to a grocery store, there's an aisle full of bread. And nobody ever look at all the other breads on that aisle, because when they go down that aisle, they already know what kind of bread they want. They want the best or the kind that they like. So that's what I told Lamont last night. You know, I know it's a lot of matchmakers out there, but just keep doing what you do. I definitely would go to him if I was single. In fact, I did go to him when I was single, when he first started his business. And, you know, although I didn't go with the person that he sent me, you know, I found out some great, well, not great, but I found out some very interesting feedback from the person that he set me up with. So he's going to be on the show a little later on, and we're going to talk about some things, especially this controversial comment that was made where one of the contestants of his popular show that comes out on Wednesday, the guy said that when he's starting to date someone, he required you to have a passport. And I was just like, why would someone need a passport when they're just starting to date you? But Lamont also had his feedback on that, so it kind of made me be like, okay, well, I guess I kind of see the point. But anyway, we're going to get on that. But of course, like I said, tonight, it is Black History Month. And so without further ado, I'm going to have Uncle Daddy to give us a little Black History.
Hey y'all, so I got two Black History facts we're going to review here today. A little known facts. I'd like to start out by asking, who was the first woman, Black woman, to
run? Madam C.J. Walker.
No, Madam C.J. Walker, do you know what she was known for?
Hair products.
Okay, so yes, she was not the first woman to run for president of the United States. Who was the first Black woman to run for president of the United States?
Oh, I know about her. I know about her. And guess what? I didn't even realize I never knew that we had someone that was running for, that had ran for president as a Black woman. Her name was, wasn't Houghton or Hiram or something with an H?
No. Ah, but that's an interesting story. You don't open up a whole other box with that name.
It was a skinny lady with curly hair, right?
Yes. Yeah, you remember her name?
Okay, tell me her name.
Her name is Shirley Chisholm.
I had the H in there.
Yeah, Shirley Chisholm was elected to Congress in 1969 to represent New York's 12th District from, of course, 1969, and she did so until 1983. And in 1972, she became the first woman and the first Black woman to run for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Her campaign slogan, of course, was "Unbought and Unbossed." You probably like that. Unbought and unbossed. And it rings louder today more than ever. Without Shirley Holmes, there would in fact be no Senator Kamala Harris. I hope I said her name right. I've been through several pronunciations, and I don't mean any disrespect. I just mean it just to reflect. But she did not identify as a multicultural person. Shirley Chisholm identified as an African American, or in particular, a Black woman. Something I'm sure, Sir Kenny, you would be glad to hear. Senator Kamala Harris recently, of course, paid tribute to Chisholm in her presidential campaign announcement by using the similar logo that Chisholm used. Chisholm passed in 2005, so we salute her in this Black History Month, and we thank her for paving the road, because of course we understand that we only make it because we're able to stand upon the shoulders of those who have gone before us. The other little Black history fact that I'd like to...
You're very close to the mic.
Yes, ain't nothing wrong with that. The other Black fact that I would like to lift up is, who organized the March on Washington? Little known Black history fact.
Martin Luther King.
No, and everyone thinks Martin Luther King was the organizer.
I knew that. I just said that.
In fact, a man that I admired growing up, particularly in my studies, Bayard Rustin, was the organizer of the March on Washington. Do you want to guess why Bayard Rustin was not as popular or recognized in organizing that march?
Because he was white.
Because he was a gay Black man.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And they thought that his sexuality might be a point of contention
for African Americans and those participating in the civil rights movement. So he took a more coordinating administrative role in the march. But he is actually the brains behind the march and Martin Luther King's nonviolent method.
So Martin Luther King knew he was gay?
Absolutely.
And he was okay with that. Did y'all hear that? You know what?
In fact, most people don't realize Martin Luther King was very liberal.
When we come, before the show is over tonight, I want you to give another Black History fact, because when we come back next week for the show, it won't be February. But you know what? You think we should do a Black History fact every show for the rest of the year? That's what I think I want to do.
Let's do a history fact.
Yeah, we do a Black History though.
Okay, gotcha. Because
we need, like, Whitney.
You want to educate the people?
Like Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown said it best. We need a longer month. I think we need a whole decade. So I definitely want to start doing that. That's what I'm going to do. We're going to make that happen for the BBC show.
They should give us the month of July. It's the longest month, and it's in the summertime.
How about they should give us the whole rest of the year, 2021?
How about that?
Well, thank you for that, Uncle Daddy.
You're welcome.
Guys, keep it locked right here on the BBC show, and that's not for Big Black Cock. Well, depending on when you're saying it, but it's for Bicker and Banter with a Coleman. I am Sir Ken Coleman, and you guys are listening to the BBC show on WTT Radio. When we come back from this musical break, I got Mr. Gay Dating Matchmaker, Coach, Counselor, Lifestyle, and I got a little interesting fact about him too when we come back. Y'all keep it locked, and it's gonna be me and Lamont one-on-one.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath. Cause all my niggas got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now I can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty. All this designer on my body got me drip, drip. Straight up by the objects, I'm a big.
It's time for another Medical Minute with Dr. Kanisha. I just wanted to offer a friendly reminder to all of my bosom buddies out there. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I want to know, did you get your mammogram? Are you doing yourself breast exams? The keys to our success with cancer prevention are screening and early detection. Both mammography and self-breast exam are important. If you are not sure how to get started, let me help you out. I have 3 easy steps for self-examination. Look, touch, talk. Carefully examine your breasts. Look. Take a look in the mirror. Are there any skin changes, discolorations, or dimpling? As you touch your breasts, feel for lumps and bumps. Also compare to the opposite side for symmetry. And never forget to talk. Talk with your healthcare provider about any new discoveries you find, big or small, when you're doing your self-breast exams. This has been a Medical Minute with Dr. Kanisha. As always, the more you know, the farther you can go. Let's build a healthy lifestyle together, 1 minute at a time. Stay plugged in at Dr. Kanisha on social media and drkanisha.com.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath. Cause all my niggas got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now I can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty. All this designer on my body got me drip, drip. Straight up by the objects, I'm a big crip. If I got up on a lean, I'ma sip, sip. I run the racks up with my queen, I ain't learning to nip. But I got rich on all these niggas, I didn't forget back. I had to go through the struggle, I didn't forget that. I hopped inside of the Maybach and now I can sit back. These bitches know me now, cause I got them big racks. Cause I'm getting money now, I know you heard that. Young on the corner, had to serve crack. Uncle fronted me some peas, had to get them birds back. We came up on dirty money, I gave it a bird back. Cut off the brain and I get my a new goof. Either you running y'all gang or your suit whoop. Got a new all in. G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms is underneath. Cause I'm just got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember.
hitting them all with a whole team. Now hey, that's a call cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty. I've been waking up to get the money, whoa, whoa. Got a bad teddy, whoa, whoa. Da Vinci to my toes, two twins on them both. I put in new AP, the water like a boat. I was down bad on my knee, what was you saying? I know you turned your back on me just to get some wrecks. I seen you swerve back, cause I'm in the black back. New diamonds on me, a flash, this ain't Snapchat. Cause I've been getting paid. Yellow diamonds on me look like lemonade. Got my baby mama that new Bentayga. Tryna get a dojo like a sensei. Rolls Royce umbrellas when I'm in the rain. Mind my business. I got brothers that did the time, I ain't kidding. All these rappers just talk about it, I live it. Going up, I ain't got no sky limit. Yeah, I drive into the bloody bottoms, is on the knee. Cause I might just got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with a whole team. Now I can't answer call cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, deep, salty.
Yo, candy, yeah. On your arm, yeah. No need to sugarcoat a lie, yeah. Say what you want, I need it. I broke on a 5G. Can you promise me you'll bring it all tonight? Cause I need you to be wise. Tell me everything that's on your mind.
Your
mind.
Only big talk come out my mouth. You know the sex too good, can't leave the house. I'm a sporter, I like to pout. My n***a pop that if you pull it out. It go
in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
My
n***a
pop that if you pull it out. My
n***a
pop that if you pull it out. It go
in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
I'ma pop it if I pull out. Trap who, make them pull out. I been trying to keep it classy, hold on, make me bring the hood out. If the bitch want beef, tell her pull up to the cookout. Big lotto, big back ends, yeah, I'm booked out. In and out, I'ma put it in his mouth. When my
crown, I'm the queen of the south. My wrist water don't drown. Dirty Glock in my Dior, I dare run down. It hit harder when you come up from the bottom. Touch the MA-21, my problem. Ain't know how to eat it, but I taught him. Put it on the once and then forgot him. Only big talk come out my mouth. You know the set's too good, can't leave the house. I'm a sporter, I like the pout. My pop that if you pull it out, it go. If you pull it out, I know pop that shit. If you pull it out, it go in and out,
100,000, that's some chump change. Man, coming home from the heat game. Nervous at awards, they want seat changes. Boss, boy, I'm too dangerous. Make a trap, come up out them palm angels. I ain't cheating when them, we was entangled. I was skipping school, y'all was singing Star Spangled. Backseat, trying to get them car angles. To the Z, in my, in and out. Quick and fast, pull it out. Put it straight up in my, give me cash before I leave. You might never hit again, never hit again. Tell checkers, get rid of it.
Still the same, darling. Fresh up out the feds, the government. I don't clear rooms by who I'm with. Really don't need these, so I brother them. Pop my shit, I ain't scared of no beat. New AP for every time I took those risks. Don't test my wrist, won't pass this quiz. You in and out, I'm still at beat.
Only big talk come out my mouth. You know the set's too good, can't leave the house. I'm a sporter, I like the pout. My new pop that, if you pull it out, it go.
If he pull it out, I know. Pop that shit. If he pull it out, it go.
I'm so shy. From my mouth like Forrest Gump, but I like it when he talk back. Yeah, like man, my bitch superb when he shut me up. Beat it up, then beat it up. Neighbors yelling while we pipe it up.
Kitty purr, make that kitty purr. Mm-hmm. Make it purr, make that kitty purr. He ain't never met a woman like me. Do a split up on the dick and he might call me wifey. Not the pussy, I'll go bring it back, it's round three. Yeah, I got the best kitty, you ain't gotta hide me. I need a PhD, that's a pretty huge. With the straps on the bed, told you get a good grip. Cat emoji in the text, so you know what's coming next. And you better come correct, cause you f***ing with the best. Keep it going. Kitty purr, make that kitty purr. Make it purr, make the kitty purr. I'm so pretty and you like that.
Myself, that's why I couldn't catch my breath. Oops, there goes my shirt.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to the BBC show. Man, I am so excited right now. I have been waiting for this moment all night long. I have none other than the Mr. Gay Dating Matchmaker Counselor Lamont White online. Lamont, are you there? I am doing great. I'm so glad to finally get you online. Like, I know we don't have like a lot of time, but hopefully we can get everything covered where I can feel that some people gonna be hitting you up for some dating services. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so first, for the listeners that are listening right now, can you go ahead and tell everybody about yourself?
I work with guys all over the United States, helping them to fall in love, find a match, and get married.
Okay. And are you, you're not on speakerphone, are you?
I'm not. I do hear an echo.
Yeah. I think they were, some of the listeners were saying to speak a little louder. But I think you're speaking louder. It's fine. Go ahead. You're fine.
Sure. So, you know, I do dating coaching, really working with guys one-on-one to help them improve their dating life. I also do matchmaking, so I actually work with guys one-on-one. They tell me what they want,
and I send them on a first date based on what they're looking for. I still do hear an echo.
Okay. And so I've never got a chance to ask you, is it just guys or guys and girls?
So I just work with the guys.
Okay, just with the guys. Okay. So I want to bring to attention for everyone that's unaware about your new social media show called Shoot Your Shot Wednesdays. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, so Shoot Your Shot Wednesdays is a really fun way for guys to get on Instagram Live with me each Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, we have an amazing fun time.
Yes.
Guys get on and they kind of give their elevator speech of who they are. And then I ask them some relationship questions and some spicy questions. So it's not for the kids. So if you're under 21, you can't watch the show.
It's definitely not for the kids. For anybody listening, it's super fun. It's almost like my show, but the only difference is Lamont says and asks things that I can't per se say on the radio. And
the questions get really spicy, and the comment box, you got to watch it live, because the comment box is half the show.
Yes, it is. And one of the things that I want to bring up, but I know Lamont's probably like, oh my God, we're about to do this again. We did a pre-show last night on social media, so if you guys have Instagram, make sure you follow myself, well, the show, and Lamont. Lamont's Instagram is, tell him, Lamont.
The Gay Dating Coach.
And that's on Instagram. And of course, our show is The BBC Show. So we did a little pre-show last night with Lamont, and I really didn't want it to end. It was so funny. And I mean, honestly, I've texted Lamont and told him that people have literally been hitting me up all day today. It's like, oh my God, I need to sign up with Lamont. And then they was like, you know, y'all conversation was off the chain. And I can't believe people saying this and saying that. So I want to bring to everybody's attention, on one of the episodes of Shoot Your Shot Wednesday, Lamont had this particular man that was talking to him, and he was asking him, what was the question? Because I don't want to get it wrong. What was the question that you asked him?
I asked him if he had any deal breakers.
Right. And his answer,
and he said his deal breaker was that he needed a guy to have a passport.
And I'm just laughing because I'm trying not. Okay, I'm laughing because I know Lamont. Lamont is like a straight shooter, so he is telling you exactly how the guy said it. So my thing was how, like, I felt like, are you serious? Like right now, like that's a deal breaker. Like so was he saying it was a deal breaker in the beginning, or is this a deal breaker period? Because I think myself and the people that were listening and watching that show that night, I think they were thinking that that's something he wanted in the very beginning.
So the comment does sound superficial initially. However, I don't think it is. That guy is saying, I want someone who has similar interests to me and who is dating on my level. And if the guy doesn't have a passport, doesn't like to travel, then he's probably not a good match for the guy.
So, is a passport really a thing of, like, level? Like, is it really, like, is the passport, like, a medallion, like a is it, Carl, how do you feel about that? Do you think that a passport is like a gold medallion? I got a passport, now I've upped my game.
I think that it's that person's personal preference. I think that's what they require. And so whether or not I choose to understand it or not, that's their preference. That's one of the requirements that they have. Just like you had requirements when we were talking.
Okay, all right. So what Lamont brought to my attention, which made a lot of sense, and he got me together now, and when I respect it and I love that, he was just saying, then he's not for you, basically.
Right.
He's not for you.
Mm-hmm. And the whole level thing could be family is what somebody wants. Fitness is what somebody focuses on. It could be arts. It could be their career. And when I talk about leveled, it doesn't mean status. It just means similarity, similar interests, so that you can be compatible.
I just feel like a passport is something so easily to obtain. Like, why would that be a deal breaker? Like, I feel like you're going
to
miss out
on... You can get a passport, but actually, can you afford to leave the country once or twice a month?
Right.
And there are some guys who are like, oh yeah, I travel 5-6 times out of the year to a different country, and I would like my partner to be able to do that.
Well, maybe you should have said it that way. Because I feel like that would have made us be like, oh, okay, because I know those comments was... When after the show was over, I went back into the comments. I was like, wait a minute. Maybe it's just me. But I saw some people like, uh-uh. But last night, when Lamont and I went live, those people were going in. They was getting me. And then someone was getting Lamont, though. But Lamont is a teller. Like I said, he's a teller like it is. He's like, I don't care what y'all say. This is what it is, and that's that. So, I respect that.
So, you know, I guess I say things that guys might disagree with. If you don't agree with it, that's fine. I just know I have the experience of matching guys, counseling couples, so I see what works for compatibility. And I also see what sometimes people think should work, and it's really unrealistic.
Absolutely.
So they can argue with me. I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. And one thing about Lamont, you guys, this is coming from someone not just speaking on experience, but has multiple degrees, okay? So he knows what he's talking about, and that's why he has his successful business of matchmaking. Speaking of Lamont, you made a comment last night, and I definitely want to touch bases on that. One of the viewers were saying that they feel like in certain areas, primarily, I guess, or particularly Atlanta, they were saying they felt like it was more, the ratio of bottoms to tops is higher. So for all the, anybody that's listening to this, a heterosexual or aren't familiar with the terms in the homosexual lifestyle, there is a top, a bottom, and versatile, and is, what did you say the other one was, a side?
Aside.
Okay, so if I'm going to try to explain briefly what those are, and if I say it wrong, please correct me. Okay, so especially my ladies and my gentlemen that are straight, I really need y'all to listen because oftentimes, I know my homegirls don't mean any harm, and I know my mom didn't mean any harm, but they say things like, well, who's the woman in a relationship? And I'm like, it's not a woman. It's two men. Or it's two women. It's not a man. I'm like, that's disrespectful. So the proper terms are top, bottom, versatile, and sides. And I still think it's inappropriate or disrespectful to ask someone, like, what their preference is in their relationship. It's almost like asking someone that's straight, well, girl, do you take it in the butt? Or, you know, what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, a top is pretty much the one that would be the, I guess you would say, the aggressor or the penetrator. And the bottom would be the person that's more submissive and be the person to get penetrated. And then the versatile is a person that likes to do both. And the sides, is the sides a person just like to masturbate?
Right, the side doesn't like penetration.
Right, okay. All right, so one of the particular listeners last night was saying that they feel like there's more bottoms than tops in Atlanta, so that makes it difficult to actually find someone that they would prefer, because I guess it's like 10 bottoms or 20 bottoms to one top. So Lamont made a comment. He said that more guys should be versatile. Do you care to elaborate on that?
Right. So I do think more guys should be versatile. I do also disagree with the statement that there are more bottoms than tops in Atlanta.
I do too.
I think once a guy bottoms, then we label him as a bottom for the rest of his life. And that's just not the case. So I think that has to do with some internalized homophobia and some issues around masculinity.
Right.
So we talk about guys being more versatile. I feel like most long-term relationships, there is some flipping going back and forth. That's where most guys are more successful.
Yes, flipping. Sorry, I had to add my 2 cents in there.
Continue.
What are you saying, Carl?
I said, yes, flipping. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, most, I'm telling you, when I say long-term relationships, I'm talking about 5, 10, 15 years. There's going to be some flipping. If not, your partner is going to get his itch scratched from somebody else.
Yeah, I guess. I agree with that. But then also when you made that comment, there was someone listening that, there were a few people that were listening that they were saying they were strict bottoms. And those people, mm-hmm. they said they couldn't even get erect to be a penetrator. Mm-hmm. So what do you have to say about that?
So that has to, thank you. So that has to do with performance.
Ah, yes.
So if your penis can't get erect, then you can go take some Cialis, Viagra, whatever you need to get it hard.
Oh, no, Lamont, wait a minute. Wait, I did not know he was going to go there. So wait, you're saying...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're absolutely fine, but I thought you was going to give me like, okay, I understand that, so this is why that, but no, wait. So you're telling me that if a bottom doesn't get aroused for being a top and they cannot get erected for being a top, you're telling me that they should go get like a substance that would get them erect, but if they get erect, they're going to be erected against their will.
So there are two different reasons why bottoms don't get turned off or why their penis doesn't get hard. One is performance, so that has to do with like the physical aspect of it, like whether it's their health, like their penis just won't get hard. So that's what I'm saying, use the Cialis or Viagra.
I never knew that.
Now, the second has to do with desire. There are some guys where they're like, you know, penetrating a guy just doesn't turn me on, or if they see their partner taking penis, then it just makes them think less of them. I think that has to do with internalized homophobia.
Hmm.
About what we are taught about what it means to be a man, what it means to be masculine, what it means to be a top. And I think guys just need to kind of reflect a little differently on that, because most guys enjoy anal sex.
Most guys?
And then also, what does that say about yourself?
What does it say?
When you think about those things.
Carl, do you hear that?
I do hear that.
Lamont knows stuff now.
He does, absolutely.
Lamont said most guys, what'd you say about most guys, Lamont?
Most guys take penis, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so that's what y'all hear. Yeah. Well, you guys keep it locked. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back with some more expert advice from the one and only Lamont. Keep it locked on the BBC show. This is WTT Radio.
On my hands. Hoes like a blues rollin' cookies on their ass. I be in the bay rollin' cookies on their ass. I be in the nuts, G weed got me as buses. Cause I can't be jealous of weed, I'm never stressed. I see the booty from the bottom, that thing a double decker. Let my white boy shoot on that thing, he Sam Decker. Heard you some chewin' that thing, Hannibal Lecter. I be poppin' all the pills like he Fletcher. These drugs ain't a joke, my I'm just tellin'. Your manager got you on the shelf and he sellin'. Ain't wanna see me do my dance in these $1,000 pants. Don't disrespect me and my mans, baby. Whole lot of chops on you.
Welcome back to the BBC show. If y'all are just now tuning in, y'all are missing out. Like, y'all are really missing out. I got my guy, Lamont White. He is known as the gay expert. And he's a gay expert, gay dating coach. And he's been trying to put y'all on some games, some stuff y'all been missing out. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring him back to the airwaves. Lamont, are you there, my friend?
I am here.
All right. Thank you. So, we left off talking about performance and sexual desire and why guys that have been bottoms or prefer to be bottoms and they can't get erected and what to do about that. So, my next question to you is... what is the purpose, really? Because I know you were saying that 10, 15 years down the line in a relationship. I guess my question is, what is really the purpose of a relationship?
Right. So I think it depends on the actual person. Sometimes people get into relationships for intimacy. Some get into relationships for love. Some get into relationships for financial stability, some for security. It really depends on the couple, but overwhelmingly, it is for love and for security.
Okay. And I forgot how we got onto the next question, or the next topic, what I'm going to bring up, is you brought something that made so much sense to me. Dating someone, flirting on the first date or during the date, you said the check-in and the compliment of flirting. There's a process and there's art in how to doing it. So I was asking you last night, how do you flirt on the first date or the first couple of dates without coming off too aggressive?
Right. So most guys are flirting and dating all the wrong way. They're either too passive, meaning they're going on a date like they're hanging out with a friend or a coworker, or they're to the far extreme where they're too aggressive and it's a turnoff for a guy. So the sweet spot really is to make sure that you give a guy a compliment. You tell him that you're enjoying his time, his space, his company, making sure that you give him a compliment. And also, which we talked about yesterday, which is really important, is when you're on a date, is to say, hey, you know, how are you feeling about the date? Like, are you enjoying yourself? Are you not? That's the little check-in. That way you get a good feel verbally from the guy about what he's thinking or what might need to be adjusted.
Makes absolute complete sense. What would be your advice for people that are afraid of long distance relationships or dating someone that's long distance?
So COVID has really pushed guys to really push them outside their box. So more guys are open to doing long distance than they were last year. Long distance can be rewarding, but it's not for everyone. I always say if you're going to do long distance dating, you have to be a great communicator.
Okay.
And that does not mean text message.
What do you think about texting when you're first starting to date someone? Like, are you opposed to texting?
Hate it.
I hate it too. I'm so glad you said that because I just want to know. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I got a good question. I don't want to put somebody on the spot, but somebody I know, I introduced two friends, right? And they both were attracted to each other. And they exchanged phone numbers. And one of the friends, I'm going to just make up two names, Peter and Paul. So Peter hit Paul up and was like, you know, it was nice meeting you. I really enjoyed you. And Paul was like, nice meeting you too. Long story short, Peter fell back because Peter felt like he was reaching out to Paul so much. And Paul travels a lot, so Paul cannot get back to Peter as quickly as Peter can to Paul. So my question is now, Paul says that Peter needs to just continue to be himself, whether he is unable to respond back to Peter as fast and as quickly as Peter has been reaching out to him. He feels that he should just continue to be himself and continue to pretty much reach out to him. So to me, it sounded like, and I could be wrong, that Paul just wants Peter to chase after him. But I could be wrong. But what is your take on people that that doesn't respond back quickly to someone that gets their phone number? Is it like a certain amount of time that would be disrespectful or rude, or maybe you think the person's not into you if they don't respond back quick enough? Or what is like a time frame we should be patient to wait for a response?
Right, so I always say there are different types of communicators. And text message is not the best way to communicate your interest to somebody. So if you're going to use text messaging as a measure for someone's interest, you've already missed the mark. I think what is important is picking the phone up and calling the person, leaving a voicemail message, saying, hey, I wanted to hear your voice, chat with you, and have the guy give you a call back. You have to understand that people have different work schedules and different ways of communicating. So you can't expect the guy to give you a call back in 30 or even 2 hours. You have to figure out his work schedule and how often he can actually communicate with you. I do think within the first couple weeks of dating someone, you should at least, at minimum, see them face-to-face once a week.
Oh, my God. Lamont, thank you. I love
that. At least once a week. If you're not seeing him at least once a week, you're not dating.
Wow. What are you doing if you're not seeing them once a week?
You're playing on each other's phone.
Oh, see, y'all, this is what I love, Lamont. I'm telling y'all, he tell like it is. And I told him last night.
That's what you're doing.
He is preaching to me. Like, I'm glad I'm not single, but he preaching to me, if I was single, I would be on my game right now. I'm like, look, Lamont said we should see each other at least once a week, and we shouldn't be doing all this communication via text message if we're just getting to know each other. So for all those people out there listening, you can text, but don't text too much. And like he says in the beginning, you should, you know, communicate on the phone and have the respect and decency. If someone call you and leave a message, you know, even if you're working a lot, at least have the decency to call them back instead of texting back and like, hey, I got your message, but right now I'm doing this and doing that, I'll get you back. If you're not going to be able to communicate with them, you know, when they hit you up, just wait till you're able to call them instead of texting them. And, you know, I just really believe in that.
Right, and I would say to Paul is, if you like the guy, keep going after him. Keep saying, scheduling times to see him. If he's busy, stuff happens.
Yeah.
Keep shooting your shot until he tells you, I'm not interested.
And I was just going to say that same thing. Well, not say the same thing, but fall into what you just said. If you're not interested, just say you're not interested. But what do you feel about people that just flag, you know, if they're very attractive, that they like to be chased, that they like to be pursued? Like, what do you think? Should there be an equal balance of one person chasing the other the same amount of time? Or should one chase the other? Because I don't like the fact when people are like, well, you know, he should chase me. It's okay. Let him keep calling me. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah, so that's a straight thing. So straight folks, they feel like the man should chase after the woman, and the woman should never chase after the guy. I don't work with the straights, I work with the gays.
Well, I had a gay person that said that.
Yeah, so I tell the gays, you both should be chasing after each other.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Guys also like to feel appreciated.
Right.
And desired. And if you're not doing that, he's going to find someone else who's going to appreciate him and chase him.
Yeah. Dang. I sure hope he's listening tonight. You hear that, Paul? Y'all both need to chase each other, or you're going to be single for the rest of your life. Both of y'all. And both of y'all are too good to be playing cat and mouse. So, with all that being said, Lamont, let everybody know where they can find Shoot Your Shot Wednesday, where they can contact you and sign up for services and all that good stuff.
Right. So, my website is betterwaytomeet.com. And then Instagram is The Gay Dating Coach.
All right. And before we go, Carl, you had something you wanted to say?
Yeah, because...
You're loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, because I understand that his services aren't just for single people. They're for people who are together too, right?
Yes, I do couples counseling.
Absolutely.
I would be scared to go to him.
Well, that would be fun. It sounds like it would be fun. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Let's
go.
No.
Because Mike going to tell me, Sir Ken, hit the first thing smoking. That's what he going to tell me. But
I would not tell you to leave Carl.
Okay. So before we go, I got one crazy question to ask you. What has been the most funniest story that you've had from one of your clients?
Funniest story... Well, one, so usually when I send guys on dates, I wait like 2 days afterwards just to be like, to debrief. Just like, how was your date? What'd you think of them? I called this one guy to debrief. He said, oh, I had a great time. The guy was so perfect, blah, blah, blah. I said, great. I'm going to call him and see what he thinks. He says, hold on. He slept here for the whole weekend. You can talk to him yourself.
Oh, my God. Okay, I love that one.
He just passed the phone.
I love that one. And too bad you guys can't hear my story about Lamont, because, well, maybe I'll tell him when I come back. But Lamont's not going to be on the phone. So thank you again, Lamont, for taking the time to come out to the BBC show. You guys, make sure you go to his website, betterwaytomeet.com, and his social media is The Gay Dating Coach. Correct, Lamont?
Yes, on Twitter and on Instagram.
All right.
And YouTube.
Oh, and YouTube. All right. And you guys, don't forget, this. You're going to do it this upcoming Wednesday, Lamont?
This Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. Y'all think y'all got a cocktail for the radio show. Y'all got to get a cocktail for his show. Hit him up on The Gating Coach on Instagram Wednesday at 9 o'clock. I'm telling y'all, it is the funniest thing. Like, Lamont calls them out on the spot. Like, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love you, Lamont. Thank you for coming in tonight on the BBC show. You guys keep it locked on WTG Radio. We'll be back.
in the mirror, cause I like the way it is. Touch me. And I like the way it is. Love me. And you really make it worth my while. Cause I'm roof. Dark sky. Cause you're all my mind, all my thoughts. Let me see your body, doll. Making love on a whole nother level. Have you ever danced with the devil? When I'm around you, I feel like this. A kiss is just a kiss. Some of my brothers try to diss, come and see my kiss with a twist. And they try me, and they push me. Jealous is what they must be. But a brother ain't gay. I said, it's your birthday. Same girl talk about, I'm a buster. Yeah, I love them. I rock the world. Since you used to be my girl. Just one night, I said, that girl was fine. She said, I think I'm Stevie Wonder. Well, I like to thank your mama. When I'm around y'all, feel like this. A kiss is just a kiss.
Back to the BBC show. Oh my goodness, tonight was amazing. It really was. And I have been having the phone lines blowing up. So before I even say what I was going to say about my dating story experience with Lamont, I have a caller that is on the line right now. Caller, are you there?
Yes, how are you all?
I'm great. How are you? Can you turn your radio down just a little bit? It's echoing just a little bit.
I turned the radio on.
You might have to turn the radio down just a little bit if it's echoing, but I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, maybe I need to talk with it on my ear. Is that a little bit better?
It's fine. I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, this is Angela and Sabrina calling from Charlotte.
Hi, Angela and Sabrina. How are you guys?
We are great.
Hi. Were you guys enjoying the show tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
So what did you guys think about Lamont? And unfortunately, he said he doesn't deal with the ladies, so I'm going to have to bring a lady coach probably in the next week or so. What did you guys think about what he said about the guys, though?
Well, first we laughed at the comments about all men like penetration.
Wait. Say that one more time.
We laughed when he said all men like penetration.
Oh yeah. Now what did he Carl, did he say that all men like or all men should eventually? So he wasn't listening.
All men should like what?
Penetration.
No, he said most.
Okay, so
he said most men like it. Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
Well, we thought it was humorous to be saying that he just said most men didn't make it specific to a sexuality. And so we thought that his comment about the discipline too much.
Yeah, I kind of agree with him though. As far as I feel like everybody should be versatile, but then I mean there are some people that just doesn't have the desire to be penetrated. So I was a little taken back with the taking the Cialis over Viagra, but I mean again he's an expert. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that because ain't nobody popping no pills over here. But
right.
Yeah, thank you. Well, any other questions or concerns or comments?
Well, we can relate to the distance about social distance, you know, just dating relationships, you know, and how I'm in South Carolina, South Carolina, but COVID has actually allowed us to spend more time together because we can work remotely.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So my other question is, how has that been with you guys just being together every single day? Colin, you there? Oh, well, I guess we lost them, but that's okay, because I'm going to tell you guys about my story about dating, because Carl don't know the story. Carl, so I had joined Lamont's dating service when he first started, which was about, I think, 7 to 8 years ago, 2014. And I went on this date with this white guy. And I'm going to skip everything. I'm going to skip the date. We went rock climbing. But the white guy, I showed up 30 minutes early because I didn't want him to think, okay, all black people are late. So I showed up on time. And when we got there, we did rock climbing. Long story short, we got ready to leave. The guy was like, you want to get a drink? I said, sure, why not? We got ready to get our keys, go to the car. He said, oh my God, my car is stolen. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, my car is stolen. So someone stole his car while we were rock climbing. And I didn't know, because I knew that Lamont was my friend. I thought Lamont had set me up like on this prank, like this hell date. And I ended up calling the police, and they were like, well, we can't do anything because the car is not in his name. They was like, it's in his father's name. So we ended up going to get drinks because I was like, well, tonight is already a disaster, so we might as well make the best of it. So we ended up going to get some drinks. I took him home, and when we got home, which was probably around 11 o'clock at night, we realized that, what you think, Carl? What do you think we realized? What do you think we realized?
I don't know. What is it that you realized?
Where you even listened to the story?
I was listening to the whole story, but you got to his house and you finally realized something.
He didn't have the keys. So how was he inside his house?
He left the keys in the car.
No, so when you go rock climbing, you leave the keys in the front with the clerk.
So somebody took his keys.
The clerk wasn't watching where the keys were because they went to the bathroom and someone came and got random keys and just was pressing the remote to see which car would open. And so it was his car. So we ended up getting...